Is the theory of diffraction a mistake? The name diffraction was first used by Francesco Grimaldi in Italy in his book of 1665, which is written in Latin. Grimaldi had performed an experiment in which light is passed through two narrow openings, one behind the other. Grimaldi found that some light appears outside of the cone of light one would expect to be made by light passing through the two openings. This is thought by Grimaldi to be a new property of light he names diffraction, in which light is thought to bend around the side of the opening in order to appear outside the expected cone of light. But this outer light can also be explained as light reflected off of the inside surfaces of the openings. Look at the diagram Grimaldi provides to explain the results of his experiment. Grimaldi observes light that appears to extend outside of the cone formed within the letters N and O. However, notice that Grimaldi appears to ignore the possibility of light reflecting off of the surfaces at C, D, G, and H. Here is a simple three-dimensional simulation of light particles passing through two openings. The light particles change color every time they collide with a surface. See how the reflected light particles travel outside of the cone of light formed by the unreflected light. There are a variety of ways light can reflect with this apparatus, none of which Grimaldi apparently considered. Which is more likely? Light mysteriously curves around a wall for no apparent reason at all, or light reflects off of the inside rim of the surface? Grimaldi's theory of light diffraction still holds firm today over 350 years later. Later on, when light was found to disperse in incremental frequencies into the colorful spectrum using gratings, first made of strands of hair and then using finely etched glass, the grating became referred to as a diffraction grating, even though a more accurate name would be a reflection grating, or a dispersion grating. In 1912, William Lawrence Bragg showed that diffraction can be explained as particle reflection, that is, that the spectrum of light from a so-called diffraction grating can be explained as the result of many particles reflecting with the same progressively increasing interval set by the grating spacing in the same direction. This principle of gradually increasing reflected particle frequency into a well-ordered spectrum applies to any particles and any gratings of any size. Even sand grains reflected from a large grating would form the same patterns. Grimaldi's theory of light diffraction will probably continue to persist long into the future, but people should re-examine this experiment of the 1600s and prove conclusively that the light that appears outside of the expected cone of light is the result of light reflected off of the inside rims of the apparatus, and not the result of some kind of mysterious, unexplainable property of light which causes light to curve around the opening wall.